Adele's question, and of course all my questions I had typed up on a thing on my computer that I've now shut down. So Adele's question was about the video with Gwyneth Moss. And so, Adele, if you want to go ahead and state your question, and we'll play with that for a little bit.
Okay. Let me pull up my email because somehow Facebook made that question disappear.
Yeah, it's been a day, huh? Are we in retrograde? And I just don't even know.
Yes,
we are.
Mercury.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
Mercury
there we
retrograde.
Go. Mm-hmm. There we go. Okay.
I noticed when Gwyneth did surrogate tapping for the animal, and also last month when Jan did surrogate tapping for a person, she modeled that, no SUD scale was used. And, you know, when Gwyneth did her surrogate tapping, she had the person do the role play of the animal. And Gwyneth was very good about checking in, complete a round of tapping, and asking questions, how are you doing, what's on your mind now, to kind of elicit how progress was going and elicit new aspects that were coming up. So I was wondering, you know, do you ever use a SUD scale in surrogate tapping, or is that a technique you just bypass and set aside and it only has certain applications?
Good question. So my perception of when Gwyneth did it for animals is I don't know that a dog, surrogate for a dog, the dog would actually be able to assess the level of distress. You could kind of hear his energy as he was speaking. So that's, and I haven't heard it for a minute, so it's been a little bit, but I just have an intuitive hit that was part of it, is she didn't want to go into the left brain stuff so much. She was going pretty much by feel, just like pets and children are much, you know, they're much easier to work with because they don't have so much story. I might do that intuitively. I'm going to be honest, I've not really thought about that when I'm surrogate tapping, we know when we're on it. It's kind of like when I do past lives. We know we're on it because there's an emotional response. Mm-hmm. And so we just kind of follow the emotional response and where that takes us. So I wouldn't say there's a hard and fast rule, which I know isn't very helpful for those of you who like a process. If you want to sudge it, go for it. If it doesn't feel appropriate and it feels like it might distract them and bring them into their left brain. Because notice that we're going from here I am this person in the middle of the stage to now I'm taking a step to the right and I'm standing in for this person and asking them to kind of go back and forth between their left linear brain and their intuitive brain. It might not be effective. They may just need to guess at it, and they may be spot on. I don't know.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay. Any other thing about that? Is there another part about that you're questioning, or does that make sense?
No, that makes sense. And I think Gwyneth did a really good job of modeling how she worked with, you know, the person who was really into the role of the dog. And
yes.
I could tell the person was really connected with the dog at that point and really speaking from the dog. And Gwyneth was very good at asking questions that brought up other aspects that I don't know. You know, and I could hear a couple of times the person had this almost surprised, wondering tone of voice.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's something the left brain would not have come up with.
Right. Right. And,
yeah.
And back to a little bit of what Shannon was talking about is when we get out of our own way, those questions are the best questions because we don't even expect them. We're not anticipating asking those things. It just kind of comes out. So.
Right. Yeah.
Very cool. Awesome. Thank you. Another good question. And again, thank you for that because, like I say, I hadn't really thought about it, but I don't think I do ask for SUDs when I'm doing surrogate. Doesn't mean I was taught not to or that you shouldn't. Just it occurs to me that maybe I don't. So thanks for that awareness.
Okay.
Yay. Anyone else have questions about that or comments or anything for Adele?
Carrie here. We did a surrogate tap a few years ago, and I do not remember that we did any SUDs. I've listened to it, you know, multiple times. I don't remember that you SUDs while we were doing the surrogate. portion at all.
Yeah, funny. See, still learning stuff about
really
what I
do. We stayed in character, I guess you would say. You know, it really, yeah. We stayed in.
Yeah, very cool. And it's amazing because when we're really open, but it does take our right brain being open, right? That's kind of the thing to me is we have to be willing to go into that. This feels like I'm imagining it. Well, that's exactly right. We are. But boy, you feel it. You know when you're there and you know when you don't. So thank you, Carrie. That's helpful. Okay.